really another really good day. Came out here, really competed. I thought our guys did a great job on the field. Came out from the meetings and right from the start. You know, we went by periods, and I thought like the 9-on-7, it was one of those days where it went kind of back and forth, offense, defense, and that's good to see. But some really good things showing up, like Roy Miller. I think he's really doing a nice job. You can see he's fully recovered and playing strong and doing some good things, along with some other guys. And then, you know, we went to that two-minute session, and I thought the offensive execution was really, really well done. So very pleased with the tempo. We just continue to grow. I know... you know, there's the quarterbacks, I think, are playing pretty well. Chad's another good day. And Blake, I thought he had a nice day today, especially in that two-minute situation. But, you know, I think what was really most pleasing about all that was the receiving corps. Those guys came out, a young group, really battled. There were some plays made by some corners. But overall, I think in that two-minute session, the 7-on-7, the whole receiving corps did a really nice job competing.
Shorts, concerned that this could linger? Or?
Well, you know, you never want, you know, I think it frustrates him more than anybody. You know, you really want to come out here, but, you know, it's a couple weeks, and I just, you know, we trust Cecil so much as far as being ready mentally, knows what to do, that, you know, we'll have enough time, so we'll be okay.
A little more on the tempo today, two-minute drill, a lot of up-tempo play today. They responded pretty well.
They did. You know, we're going to challenge them, and they know that. We challenge them in our meetings, on the field, different situations, and I think as we go on here, you're going to see more and more situations, game-like situations. Right now, we're teaching our young guys, hey, it's, you know, on defense, it's 2nd and 10 after a run, and what are you thinking here, a 3rd and 10, and we're bringing a pressure, why, you know, more the essence of an offense and the defense, those type concepts, and then we'll get into more of the situational play.
What impressions have Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson made?
I thought Marquise came back today stronger. I know yesterday, whether it was just a little bit winded or whatever the case, he felt a lot better today. Allen Robinson continues to compete. You know, every play, they're getting coached, though. You can see it on the field, and they're really taking it all in. So we'll see. But, you know, Tannen Doss had a nice day. Copeland, another nice play. Kerry Taylor, better day today. Hearns, you know, playing multiple positions. So pretty good day overall by that group, I think.
Red Bryan was struggling with the heat when he first got here for the offseason program. How do you think he's done getting
acclimated? Right now, I haven't seen, you know, any signs or... You know, I know he's mentioned this a little bit different, but, you know, no rule 2 violators, right? So, no, but he's doing good.
Gus, what's it like to finish practice on a play like that? I mean, did you do that on purpose, or was that when practice was going to end?
No, that was the last play. So, yeah, it just happened. And you know what? Tomorrow might be where... You know, we get a sack on defense or a corner makes a play. And, you know, you hope that it goes back and forth like that because it keeps practice spirited. You know, we talk about competing is against yourself and not against your teammates, within yourself. And I'm seeing a lot of it take place. Yesterday, I saw Chris Clemon take Luke Joko and pull him off to the side and talk to him. You know, and then I saw Andre Branch do it with Bradfield. And then I see, you know, Zane Beatles and Luke talking and Zane Beatles and Tyson. And, you know, there's a lot of talk between offense and defense. And it's really cool. And that's a display that they really are trying to compete within themselves. They're trying to help each other get better. And I just think if we can get 90 guys with that mindset, we're going in the right direction.
Has Hearns picked up where he left off?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, I just talked to Chad Henney about that, you know, because Chad was really impressed with him and said, yeah, he's just, you know, he just continues to get better. So
I think Hearns was in the first, the three wides, he was the third guy at the beginning.
Yeah. And like I said, you're going to see guys mixed in and out. Mm-hmm. I want to take, you know, in some positions maybe, but you're going to see some guys step in there and see how they handle being, you know, going with the first.
Guys, you couldn't help but hear you say at the end of practice, very loudly, Toby Gerhardt.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, he broke the whole team down. We pick a player to break him down. So, you know, and as we go through practice, you know, we have a philosophy here that whether good things happen or bad, we're going to tell the truth. We're going to tell the truth. We're going to learn from it, and we're going to grow and move forward. And that's it. That's just like Blake, right? Had a good day today. Well, that's what you did. You had a good day. So let's learn from it, grow, and move forward. Yesterday or whatever day might come up where maybe he didn't do as well. Well, let's tell the truth, learn from it, grow, and move forward. And that's kind of the routine, the mindset we want our guys to think about. And, You know, they're taking on that personality.
So Gerhardt had a good day today?
Yeah, I thought he did a pretty nice job. You know, yesterday I think he had like 14 opportunities and, you know, maybe in the middle of the pack. But he's obviously the guy for us that we want to go. And I think today that switched where we got him more opportunities. But it's all about that plan of, you know, that slow, gradual build up to where we can really work guys even more.
Are you happy with the way Telvin Smith has been? Are you happy with what he's been able to do in the break?
Yeah, you saw today, Telvin, he's another guy that got some opportunities up there, especially in nickel situations. You know, so multiple guys, young guys, got some opportunities with the first group or with the second group that maybe ran with the thirds yesterday. And it's that, you know, that nugget that's out there for him to keep him challenged. But, you know, he's got really good speed, really good reactionary quickness. You know, I think it's just the fundamental, the footwork and things like that that we're cleaning up.
He said he gained weight. Is that?
Yeah, he did. I think he was, I said, what, 218? He said 219. So I think he's very conscious of it. So leave him alone on that, right? He's going to come up with a complex on it.
Well, there's still more flags than you cared to see out there.
Yeah, it is. And I talked to our guys about that. You know, we want to eliminate foolish penalties. You know, the foolish penalties we have to clean up from our game. And, you know, we don't accept them. But just like I said, tell the truth, learn from it, grow and move forward. And let's continue to knock those things down. And, you know, let's see if it continues to be an issue. You know, we anticipate that the players will, you know, right now they're just trying to get lined up and make sure of their techniques, and we'll regain their focus on
that. Is that frustrating? They make a point of yesterday and they do it again today.
Well, I don't know. I'll find out how many. You know, maybe different guys. If it's the same guy, you know, then it might be a concern.
Relieved. Hey guys, one more. Relieved to see Cyprian come back after leaving for a brief 5 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's just his shoe was tight or something. So, yeah, it was nothing.
Thank you, Coach. Locker room's open.
Pads tomorrow, right? Anything?
Yeah, not full pads, I mean, now, you know, in drills now you can get to, you know, do more tackling type drills, specific things. So I think it's really important to get the pads on as far as pad level. You know, to teach guys pad level, even the defensive line, offensive line coming out of the chutes, it teaches them pad level with the pads on. So.